Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live.
Live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Thanks for joining us on Wednesday with me and Karina. We got Matt and Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for coming out of Iowa.
You bring all the hometown people out.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Midwest
people. Not many of us in Iowa. We got to get their names out there.
The Midwest people are the best.
So how are things doing tonight, Nate?
Oh, just down. My kids' MMA class. It's pretty fun. Now my striking class is going.
Zane, you guys are at the new gym now?
Yeah, we're over on 2828 Hubble Avenue next to Hilltop Restaurant.
Yeah, one of these days I need to come out there and check it out.
You need to.
I know.
I was fun training with you before.
Yeah, I was going to Nate's gym this summer before I had my kickboxing fight, but you guys were renting a spot then and it wasn't quite big enough for everybody, so I'm really glad you guys got your own space now.
Yeah, I'm glad too. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, just have my own spot to call my own, and now I'm able to do it. And just I know the whole COVID thing, you think that time would suck, but actually it was perfect. Perfect timing, the location was perfect. Just everything was perfect, so I'm happy with it.
It's like COVID kind of affected. Didn't you have a big fight that was supposed to happen like around March or April that got canceled?
Yeah, I was supposed to fight Eric Shelton for cage regression in March of last year. Well, just last March, and the whole COVID thing happened and kind of messed everything up. And I ended up fighting Juan, I can't remember his last name, for cage regression. He ended up beating me in the second round by a Doris. Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is.
I'm saying you just had a fight recently, too.
Yep, just fought last Friday in Kentucky for Hard Rock MMA B2 series. Fought Donnie Ballou, Babu, I don't know how to say the last name. For the flyweight title, ended up submitting him in the first round with a spinning armbar.
Yeah, I heard he had a 10-inch reach on you too, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like 5'10", I think. I'm five one maybe on a good day.
Yeah, I'd say you were one of the few people I sparred that like I had a little bit of like reach on, but I still got uppercutted.
Everybody has reach on me. It's like, I don't know, it's crazy, but I mean,
you gotta work with it. So I mean, it's a lot different because I'm normally used to having to like hop back and forth because the other person could swipe me real quick before I get back.
Yeah.
So do you like to fight in the pocket then, in the clinch, or?
I guess it just depends on the fighter. So I like to get in the clinch because I like to hit the body a lot, but I like to throw a lot of leg kicks as well. So I mean, it is what it is. I like to go wherever.
And say, with being usually at the disadvantage of having the shorter reach, do you like to keep it stand up more than on the ground, or do you feel it's more level on the ground?
Oh, I'm a wrestler through and through. I wrestled my whole life, so any chance that goes to the ground, I'm okay with it.
That's all you got. I was looking at one of someone was calling you out and giving you some good, just a great shout out. They said you had 17 submissions, 17 KOs. And it looks like every time you were the submission finisher, that's where it comes down to. You got your arm bars, you got your guillotine. That's where you're most comfortable with being on the ground, but you can stand up because you got those TKOs, which I love those.
Yeah, I love
50 fights.
I love fight. I love to finish fights because you never know if it go. You could be dominating a fight, or you think you're dominating a fight, and it goes to the judges, and oh, you come back with the, you lose by a split. Mm-hmm. I like to finish fights. I don't like to go to the judges. If I remember,
that was something that was told to me as an AMI right off the bat by like the ref in the cage would always tell us, "You need to finish this because you do not want it to go decision."
No, especially if you're somebody else's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't like any of the split decisions. I had that one fight go to a split, and it just pisses you off, like, because you it feels like you had it in your hands like the whole time. Like, you could have made something different when it comes to a split decision. It's like, shit, like, that's your fault. That's like
totally. Oh, I've lost a decision before where, like, I was almost about to raise my hand. I felt the ref slap it back down because I was so sure that I won.
You're like,
The ref's like, please don't.
Like, get your shit back down.
So was that your 50th fight?
Yes, as a professional.
Did you freaking go celebrate that shit? Or, I mean, was that just any other day to you? I mean, that's a good record you got going on there.
I mean, I was just up there with my family and my friends. So I just went out and I think afterwards we went out and ate. What did we get? I think we got Waffle House out there. and took it back to the hotel and just chilled out and drank a little bit and just chilled. Like, I'm to the point, I'm old enough, I don't need to go out and drink, go out and party to bars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can chill out at home or at the hotel and still have a good time with my friends.
I get taxed when I celebrate. You don't have to drink. But, I'm totally down for the non-alcoholic celebration. I was just posting about that.
And plus you go out to the bar, people, oh, you're a fighter? They want to try to challenge you or something like that. It's like, I don't want to do that. Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when was the last time you got in a fight like that on public? Were you ever like that before you got into fights, or is it strictly in the cage?
I'm not really big into fighting, like, outside. I try not to be. But if somebody wants to approach it, then, I mean, it is what it is. But I'm not going to go out there and start a fight.
And when you were younger, did you get into street fights?
No, I wasn't a big into fighting. I was always trying to keep to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I always got messed with because I was smaller than everybody. So I had to defend myself.
Did you get into fighting then because of your wrestling?
No, actually, my buddy, when I was in college, he was fighting, and he wanted me to come down to corner him. And when I got down there, there was a guy around my way, and they're like, "Hey, want to fight?" I was like, "No." Well, my buddy signed me up to fight anyway, and so we're all doing the little fighters meeting. They're like, "Such and such, you're fighting Nate Williams." I'm like, "No, I'm not fighting. I wrestled in college. I'm not a fighter. Like, I'm not doing that." And so, my dude was like, "Do you want to like back out and look like a pussy in front of everybody?" I'm like, "Fuck." So
that's not cool.
I went and got a mouthpiece real quick. And they let me borrow some shorts, put my gloves on, and went out and fought. And I was like, "Oh, I like this." And that's his history.
That's not like somebody signed you up for karaoke without asking you.
Right? But I mean, it is what it is. I mean, at the time I was pissed, but now, 13 years later, I thank him for it.
Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard a story like that, as how to get they got into fighting. Somebody like went behind their back and signed them up.
Right? It's like, why would you do that? Like, why would you sign
me
up?
Why would you have your ass kicked?
And I had a scholarship for wrestling too. So if I would have got hurt, I'd have been in real trouble.
Did you use that scholarship at all?
Oh yeah, I wrestled for 2 years in college.
Okay, my brother didn't use his, and so I wish I could smack him. I hope he's not listening.
Oh, yeah. Where was he going to go?
Huh?
Where was he going to go?
In Illinois.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But this is like mid-90s. But, I mean, to this day, like, he's in his 40s now. But to this day, I'm like, I can get you that amateur fight. Come on.
Hey, there you go. You at least have one.
I like to wrestle. So, I had to escape his ass the whole time growing up. So, that's the only reason I feel somewhat comfortable. But, yeah, that's what he dropped his scholarship for other things, so that's good that you didn't drop yours and you still used it. And
no, I actually still have 2 years. I've I've thought about it, but then I'm like, no, I don't want to put it. I that's too much dedication.
Yeah.
For college wrestling, I don't have the time for that.
Okay, you're only 32 though. That's done. I'm older than you.
Yeah, my body might be 32, but my body feels like it's like 62.
Well, after 50 fights,
I was gonna say he's in 50 fights. That's not prior years.
I was just talking about my tendonitis before you got on the camera with here in Madden. Yeah.
Oh, that's what the foot talk was about. I just got into like the last half of it. I was wondering what the talk was about.
Yeah, I was because I feel like I'm broken down and I've only had my 6, so 50. Yeah, no.
I remember one of my friend's moms was asking me, she's like, you ever get worried that with all your kickboxing, you're going to get like early onset arthritis? I was like, you know, I always worry about concussions. I didn't even think about
it. Oh, yeah. You don't think about that long, long term.
So do you like, because you're so comfortable on the ground, do you make an effort to stand up more and showcase that side of it? Because you have those 17 KOs in your belt. And you are a finisher. Is that something that you try to do, or you just go with the flow? I don't know.
Chris Lytle actually asked me the same question if I ever have a game plan, and I told him no, because if you go in there with a game plan, what if the dude changes up his game plan from even his last fight? So I go in there, try to worry about myself to make myself better and try to change myself up. So he has to adapt to me. Yeah. I don't have to adapt to him. I want him to adapt to me. So if I do stand up, I stand up. Oh, I thought he was a wrestler, but damn, I was so worried about takedown defense. I wasn't worried about my striking or vice versa, or, oh, his jiu-jitsu wasn't as good as I thought it was. I'm going to worry about my wrestling. And, you know, so I try to do all aspects of the game.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Helen was telling us last week, too. And you guys are friends.
Oh, yeah. I love Helen.
She's a killer.
Man, she's a monster.
You're a monster.
No, man.
Your name is Teddy Bear.
He's a teddy bear.
No. I always call her little Amanda Nunes. That's who she reminds me of. She is a straight beast.
I could imagine in every way possible. Do you?
Helen is very confident. That's one thing I do like about her. But we mentioned about her fighting Amanda Nunes, and she was like, "Oh no!" That's when the ego got in check too, which I like that. She'll admit when she's like, "That's out of my league." No.
Yeah, I mean, that's out of a lot of people's league. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I could touch her. I'm pretty sure I can't even touch her.
That's why I was impressed when I seen her fight Cyborg, and she was straight up, everyone's scared of Cyborg, but I am not. I'm like, wow, that's a girl that says she's not scared of Cyborg.
Well, they just smashed her. Like, damn. I didn't even know that was going to happen like that.
Mm-hmm. And Helen's confidence is different to me. I think some people use confidence, and I think people look at maybe confidence as like, oh, they can shit talk, they can do this, they can
arrogance.
Yeah, the arrogance, and then there's confidence. Her, I find her, if I were to be going in the ring with her, I think she's a little more intimidating because it's very subdued. It's very calm and collected. Yeah. I'm gonna steal your soul, confidence. Like someone up in your face.
It's like Thug Rose confidence. She lets all of her talking done in the cage, and she lets loose in the cage.
Yeah, she's not cocky at all. I do like cocky because it's very interesting to watch, but there is a difference from being a certain way, and it's just that's just your maybe if it's not cockiness, sometimes it's just someone's an asshole or they just talk too much.
Yeah.
Right.
For popular opinion, I'm not a fan of Conor McGregor's confidence.
I did when he first came out, but then he took it to a whole new level. I'm like, yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cocky. I do find it funny, though, when people get pissed off. So I don't do it, but I do find it funny when people kind of push each other's buttons and see the other person, see how they react. That's interesting.
It's almost like MMA almost has to kind of like compete with WWE on like the behind the scenes soap opera of it.
It's like the drama.
Yeah,
because I've seen some fighters legit say, because I'll call them out on it, well, they'll talk shit about their opponent. I'm like, you know, you make yourself look bad. Like, yeah, but it amps up the show. It makes people want to see it because we've been talking shit on Facebook the whole time. Like, or you just look dumb if you lose.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if you're the one who's talking all this shit and the dude's not running his mouth, and you and he comes out there and just thumps you. You're like,
yeah. And then you become like the next like Facebook meme shit or like the next.
That's why I don't like to talk. I don't run my mouth at all. I don't like to. I do all if I have something to say, I'll let it be said in the cage.
Yeah.
So there's an AMI fight that it was just like that, and I'm not sure if there was shit talking like prior to it, but like in the cage, I seen the one point at the other guy, and like he was talking shit in the cage. He got smashed in 30 seconds. Damn. And it's like, wow. I bet you wish you wouldn't have tried to look so big and bad right off the bat.
Yeah. Right. 30 fights, I'd talk shit if I were you. So.
No.
Why? Your guys' gym is pretty well known for kind of not being in the drama too.
I'm a wrestling coach, so I'm a middle school and a high school wrestling coach, so I always preach family, and I try to bring that to my gym too. We're not just a gym, we're a family. And I don't like the drama. I'm too old for it. I'm too old. Yeah. I'm not in high school anymore. I don't want the drama. If you have drama, leave it at the door. And then you can. Then when you leave, you can take the drama back with you. But when you open up my door to my gym, all your drama, all your animosity, all your ego, is stepped at the door. Then you can take it back with you when you leave, and that includes myself, because I had to check myself too. Because I'm the coach, I can't be preaching to my guys, hey. You cannot have no drama. You can't be shit talk. You can't be doing this. And then I'm sitting there doing it. I mean, it makes me look like a hypocrite.
And saying you're not just saying that too, because there's been guys you've turned out of your gym for those reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I've had to kick guys out, and I don't like kicking guys out because I'm a people person. I love talking to people. I love being around people. But when it affects my business and my name, I can't do it. I can't do it, because that's what I have is my name. And if you try to screw my name up, then I ain't going to have it. Then we're really going to have trouble.
We bring some of the guys from my gym out to some other gyms, and we try and just cross them a little bit. But there was like one incident where someone's, I guess, acting a little arrogant toward the people that were welcoming us in. And I straight up told him, like, you can't do that. Like, these are the relationships that I've built. That the other coach has built, and we're bringing you there with the confidence that you're going to be a respectful fighter. And sometimes I think it's a lot when it's a newer person, they feel like they have something to prove and they haven't done it yet. But I cut that shit out real quick. Like, you're not going to act an asshole. Like, and if we invite someone over too, like, you're not going to act an asshole. You there's nothing to prove here. We're sparring. This is training. Like, someone's giving their body to you to train. And exactly. You're an asshole when you're using that person's sacrifice of their own freaking body for you to train for your next fight. Like, I do the non-respect thing.
I've always said, like, if you hurt your training partners, then who are you going to have to train with? I mean, why? I just don't see the reasoning.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, if you're going to go too hard, you're hurting your training partners. Like, what are you gaining? Because you're not going to learn anything and no one's going to want to work with you.
Yeah, exactly. And then you build up too.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't need to intimidate them. They're your help, like.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get when there's guys that try to fight too hard in the gym, where you're blowing your load in the first 2 minutes, where you still have like a couple more rounds to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is what it is. I guess I don't know. I don't know.
It's just, you never know what everyone's self-esteem is at that point. Like,
yeah.
So people just need to chill out. So
is that why they call you Teddy Bear? Because you're just a nice dude? Because you sound like just a really nice dude. But is there some backstory to the Teddy Bear?
Sorry about that.
Okay. We'll be on the call.
Huh?
I don't know if someone was trying to call you. I heard someone ringing. I don't know if that was your phone.
No. Yeah, that was me.
Okay. You can invite them on.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, so
like a conference call.
What I was asking is, basically, where did the name Teddy Bear come from? I mean, most fighters have, like, you know, the bulldog or some, you know, something tough. What's up with the teddy bear?
So actually, I got it from wrestling. One of my buddies was like, "Oh, you're a teddy," because I was always talking with the ladies and stuff like that. I'm not trying to talk like that, but I was always talking with the girls, and then I was just that beast on the mat. And so he's like, "Oh, you're just like the little teddy bear." And so when I first started fighting, I didn't have a name for, like, my first four fights. And they're like, "Dude, you have to have a name." And I was like, "Dude, I don't know one." They're like, "What about Nate the Great?" I was like, "Nah, I don't like that." And my brother's like, "Dude, just do teddy bear." I was like, "No, that's." I was like, at the time, I was like, "No, that's gay. I'm not doing that." And I don't mean gay as, like, in a disrespectful way. I didn't like it at the time. I thought it was dumb. He was like, "No, just do it." So I was like, "All right." And so I did it, and it's stuck.
It works for the ground game, though. I would automatically assume if someone has the nickname Teddy Bear, you're going to be giving me a lot of violent hugs on the ground. So,
you go night night.
Yeah. So that works.
So I guess it's better than Snuggles.
I mean, if a guy's a good jiu-jitsu guy, I mean, if he puts people to sleep, you can call him Snuggles.
I remember back in the day, we used to help kind of like set up the fights over in our local area. And one time me and Brandon were doing like the announcements. There was like, "Let's change everybody's fight name to like Bubbles." they're coming out to like a different name. They're like, "Hey, what?"
So where are you looking to go next? What are we doing? So you just came off your win. You had another submission finished. Pretty much looks like that's your signature almost right there. I'm not sure if to call you that, but where are we trying to go?
Wherever. I don't care. If the Contender Series calls, cool. UFC calls, cool. Bellator, 1FC, wherever. I'm just looking to get somewhere. I've been doing it for 13 years, so I'm looking to settle somewhere and hopefully start making a name.
Yeah, you're in your prime. I mean, it says, correct me if I'm wrong, you're number one in Iowa, you're number one in the Midwest of the flyweight, you're number six in the nation. Someone was calling you out and I saw someone trying to tag you for Dana White, like, "Look, this dude's dragging full weight. What the fuck are you waiting for?"
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if there's anyone on your side that can help push that. Or if it's, you know, we're looking back at Bellator and making our way and known there, or
no, I have a manager, management company, Goat Combat, with Vince and Scott. They're doing whatever they can to get me wherever. So I have full trust in them to get me there. I've always got my own fights, but it is what it is. I'm not trying to do that no more. I'm going to put in Goat's hands. They said they can do something for me, and so far they've done everything that they said they're going to, so I don't see why they can't. So I'm putting all my faith and all my trust in those guys.
Was that hard for you to transition? Because you were your own manager going on.
Yeah,
to that.
It is because I manage guys myself.
You need a manager.
You say what?
You need a manager to tell you, don't take that fight, take this fight. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You want some of the outside look.
Vince is a really good guy. I've had him on the show to help co-host once in a while. So
nice. Because I've had managers before in the past when I first started fighting, and that's a lot of where my losses came from. I'm not saying it was their fault because I took the fight. I just wasn't training properly. But I wasn't ready for those fights just yet. I mean, I had Zach Rivoski at the time. They became the Bellator champion like not even a year later. I was fighting some of the top guys coming pro. Four fights, six fights as a pro. So I think it's just time to kind of let go and let somebody else do it. And I trust these guys. So if I can trust them, if my wife trusts them, then I can trust them. So I'm cool.
I trust them. I think they're good guys. put yourself in good hands.
If you're telling me that, that's good then. I'm happy. I'm happy with GOAT.
See, I think that's something I was going to ask you, is that would you prefer managing yourself, or now, like you said, you have to put your trust in these guys to take care of it. Granted, they're taking care of a lot of stuff you don't have to take care of anymore, but now you got to trust they're going to make the right decisions for you.
And yes, but they're not, oh, let's pick this. They give me the option. They sit there and say, hey, what do you think? They give me their opinion. They give me their rundown of what they think. So it's not they make the final decision. No, it's my career. I make the final decision. They just help me get to that point. And like I tell my guys, it's your career. If you don't want to fight, that's on you. If you miss on an opportunity, then that's on you. Mm-hmm. I can get you the opportunity, but if you don't want it, I'll go on to the next guy. And I'm pretty sure that's how they are too. And so I'm okay.
Do you know what you're going to do if your fight career ends up going to a higher place and you're no longer going to be coaching anymore? Do you kind of have a plan set up on who's going to kind of take over your gym for you?
Right now, my coach that's under me right now is Mason Roberts. Killer striking coach. But I don't, you know, I honestly don't plan on leaving. I don't plan on leaving. I want to stay in my own gym. For what? This is the whole thing I wanted to do my whole life, is to open up a gym and train guys, and I can set up my own training schedule. So I don't want to go to a bigger gym if I don't have to, and I don't really need to. I have the guys that I want in my gym.
I think that's really cool.
I want to put Iowa on the map. I don't need to leave. I want to put Iowa on the map. Des Moines on the map. 515.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what sucks, is like there's not very many places to go. It's like commuting to like get more of an attraction there and maybe open up some more stuff.
Mm-hmm. And granted, there are some good gyms in Iowa, you know, I mean, it's especially in Des Moines.
But yeah, I mean, they're like all congregated in Des Moines.
Yeah, they did. And then there's guys all over Des Moines that are good. Josh is good. Priscelli over at Des Moines MMA is good. Charles Heller has some good guys. So, I mean, so somebody out of one of these gyms has to get somewhere, you know, and I pray it's me.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I was going to say, you're out there, you're doing the work.
And I'm not saying that there hasn't been guys from Des Moines to make it to the UFC, obviously, but how many? I'm not trying. Again, this is gonna make me seem like I'm bashing on them, and I'm not. I'm not. I love all the guys that from Iowa, from Des Moines, that made it to the UFC. But I want to stay in Des Moines, in home, at home, and train, not and still fight right at the bigger show.
Yeah, keeping your roots, keeping your family.
Yeah.
Do you have fighters coming out of your gym right now?
Yeah, I have fighters. I have actually a guy fighting this weekend.
Okay, are you going out to the fight series? Are you out there with Brian Green, or do you have any guys going on those shows? I'll show up at those shows.
Yeah, I do have guys fight for Brian.
Okay,
you know. Both the MMA and kickboxing.
Is there a lot of other promotions out that way, or?
In Des Moines. AFC, that's really about it. There's like Davenport, Atomo has True Revelation with Bob Jolly, Cage Reaction, Mike Camp, Brutal Genesis with Rick Tassler.
And then what's the one that Mike Estes runs up north?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mike. You're going to be mad at me.
I say, there's six to remember in Iowa, but it's one of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot, though, in Iowa. That's pretty good.
Mike has one, and then there's also Darius Flowers. He has his Beast Mode Productions.
Sean White, is that it?
Who?
Is it Sean White that runs one?
No, that's AFC. Matt Ryder runs AFC.
Oh, that's a writer. And
then, yeah, and then there's also Extreme Challenge mm-hmm. with Monty Cox. And then Pinnacle too. And yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of shows outside of Des Moines, but not really any more in Des Moines.
I say Brian just had a show Halloween because I couldn't make it because I was working at the bar. But I wanted to go to the MMA fight.
Yeah. It was a pretty fun show.
Say, one of your guys won a title that night, right?
Chris Kreener won that night. He I think it was a rear naked choke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a title fight.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But he's good. He's one to watch too.
Yeah, I think. Well, I'm working on a kickboxing fight for him right now for Brian. So hopefully soon we'll know about that. I know Brian has a show.
December sometime. What is?
It was like December 18th, I believe. I'm working on trying to get like four or five of my guys on that show right now.
Yeah, he owes me some answers too. I'm trying to bring some people out there because I'm in St. Louis and I want to get my guys out there. So.
So it's not just you and Oscar coming.
Yeah, hopefully. I told him I'm
getting like a whole crew.
My dog comes with me, so he's gonna be right there too. But yeah, but last time I was up there, I told like you guys can't book me in that hotel room again because the hotel room was freaking haunted. I don't know what's going on in Des Moines. I've never – that's some scary shit in this hotel. It was like the Holiday Inn or whatever.
Which one?
It has a barbecue place inside of it. I was there for my fight with you, Allie.
Yeah. Oh.
We had the weigh-ins. And
the Big Al's, the restaurant that's next to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're connected, yeah. I mean, it was the night before the fights, and, I mean, I did not get good sleep at all because, like, I woke up like, screaming in my ear. And my dog was like barking at the mirror. Like it was like 4 or 3 in the morning and my dog's barking at the mirror. And then Oscar and I wake up and it's like blood curdling scream. And it felt like we turn on the light. I swear to God, there's going to be a guy in the room, like in our bed with us. Like that's how scary. Like
I've never heard of a haunted hotel room.
Right. I'm like, I'm never coming back.
No.
You guys have some weird crap going on out there.
Like, maybe that's some crazy juju, like before the fight, like put a curse on somebody, can't sleep, get a little weird all out.
So, but I'll be back out there. Hopefully I can see you then out there, Nate, and see the guys.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Or maybe they'll match our dudes up together, or then he get back on Brian for that. So yeah, it's mid-December. And I think he said there's another one hopefully in January.
Yeah.
There's
some shows out, promotion out there, and I'll bring some guys out there too.
Yeah, I got a lot of 155ers I need, so.
Okay.
Oh, we got plenty of those in Iowa.
What?
Yeah, we do.
We got plenty of those in Iowa. That's a very common weight range.
And I got some chicks building up, too. I need you to get some chicks in your gym and build them up so I have someone to put them against for the 125.
Hey.
Yeah.
Or you got fighters' girlfriends who fight there.
I know. Well, my wife is talking about fighting. So.
Really?
Yeah, she's been training.
Well, I know she trains to, like, work out, but I know she actually wanted to fight.
Yeah, she said she wants to get down to, I think, 135 or so, and then she wants to maybe take one or two fights, maybe.
Just to see.
Just to see. I mean, yeah, I think she'll be good. I mean, she's been around it for
– yeah.
We've been together for 12 years.
She's probably smarter about it than she realizes it. Mm-hmm.
Just sign her up.
She quartered me my last fight.
Yeah.
They usually say, too, you shouldn't have a spouse in your corner because, like, the emotional, like connection can, like, mess with people sometimes. But some people do have their spouse in their corner.
Yes.
The funny, the funny thing is it doesn't matter where I'm at or where she's at, I can hear her over my corner.
My brothers. If my brothers are in my corner, I will hear them in the crowd.
Yeah.
You'll have to teach me that. I tone my wife out, so.
That's the only time he hears her.
Right? I think that's what we want to try to, you know, I mean, tune him out is when we're at home and we can't.
Something she said might save my life right now.
Right.
So you got, give me shout outs to sponsors or give us a list of the rundown at the gym you got going on.
Man,
I think your handles, everything.
You said what?
Your handles, where to follow you on Facebook, on Instagram.
Teddy Bear MMA 125 on Instagram. Nate Williams, Nate Teddy Bear Williams on Facebook. I want to thank all my sponsors, Cryo Life, Dr. Zimmerman, Turp House, Goat Combat with Vince, Iron Jaw, Rev Gear, Top Mount, HKA USA. I know I'm missing some, and people could be so mad at me. I know I have a couple more.
You gotta have that list out like you won an Oscar.
Right. Iron Jaw. Everybody on my gym. Real Warrior. Love them, guys.
And you got a lot of fans coming in too and giving us some comments. You got your Vince here, right here.
Yeah, I see him posted right in there.
Oh, they showed up. No, it's good, Vince. It's cool.
So do you have any recent fights coming up that you have planned, or are you just kind of open to whatever comes your way?
Yeah, Vince, what's he got coming up?
Man, honestly, right now, I'm looking for a fight. I was supposed to have wrestling season for high school, middle school, but I just found out that we're going back virtual next Monday, so we can't wrestle. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I guess I better just start training and getting ready to do whatever. So I'll be teaching at home. Well, because I'm a teacher's associate as well at a middle school. So
maybe since they canceled wrestling, you might have more kids in your class now.
Hopefully. I mean, I love teaching kids. I just love teaching people, period. That's just my passion. I've always loved doing that.
Help keep the kids active even though wrestling's not available.
It's cute, but when you see a little kid have natural talent, that's mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
An adult has talent, but when you see a kid just pick it up like 5 years old, oh my, that's something else.
Well, then you start thinking like, dang, in 10 years, they're just going to be a killer.
Oh, yeah.
But also, yeah, they might be a killer, but then you also don't want to push them too hard to hate the sport and not want to do it.
It's still got to be fun. It has to be challenging. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Me personally, I tell all my parents, don't start pushing your kids until 6th, 7th, maybe 8th grade at the most, because then they go into that freshman year ready to go. Because you get them start pushing them too early by the freshman year, they ain't gonna want to do anything.
Well, and I've seen with that too is that they push them so much as a kid, and as a kid, they're doing really good and they're winning all these competitions. And then they get to be about 10, 12 years old, they have one loss, and at that age, it just they don't want to do it anymore now. They've lost for it.
And then they don't have a life. Let them be a kid.
Yeah.
That's where I see it. Just let them be a kid.
You see, like, coaching as kind of like parenting almost for, like, our generation, where, like, you can't coach kids now how you were coached when you were younger because you're not allowed to treat kids like that anymore.
When
we were younger, the coaches who were wrestling would sit at lunch to make sure the boys weren't eating so they can make their weight cuts.
Right. Oh, I don't care. I still treat my kids with respect, but I want respect. So if you don't give me respect, then I'm going to give you up downs, or I'm going to give you another workout until I get my respect. And if I'm going to give you my respect, then guess what? Then you don't have to be on my team. You don't have to be in my gym.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, it's just, I feel like it's kind of like parenting, because like when we were younger, there was a different level of what was okay and how hard you can push kids and how to get them where you want to go. Remember back then, like, coaches yelled all the time. They seemed like they were assholes.
Oh, no, I'm a straight asshole when I coach. But I tell them, you hate me now. You hate me now, but you'll love me when your hand is raised.
That's a good way to put it.
Some kids
tell them that tomorrow in my class.
So the only time I actually got a little irritated was like, I think we were doing like a hard night, and I remember like we're getting the end of it, and I kind of wanted to breathe, and you're like, no, we're going.
Yeah.
But like, it's, you're not really that mean as a coach.
I try to not be an asshole, but I try to make the intensity hard enough, because if you can push yourself hard enough in practice, the fight should be easy. Like, my guys, they go, my amateurs obviously are what, 3 3-minute rounds. I don't care, I make them go 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. I don't care if you're an amateur or pro. If you're a professional, cool. Then your 5 minutes should be easy. If you're an amateur, 5 minutes, you better be ready. Because that 3 minutes as an actual fight should be easy.
Agreed.
And I make them go – sometimes we go 15, 10 rounds sparring. 5 minutes, 10, 15 rounds.
I think a lot of people can do that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and I'm not exaggerating. You can ask any of my guys. We go hard.
And continuous.
I'm a cardio freak. I'm a cardio king.
I love cardio. Before my first fight, and people think I'm crazy. I'm like, because 13 miles still wasn't enough for my first fight.
You
can't get over that feeling. Like, your cardio, people underestimate it. Like, 5 minutes for 2 minutes. No, we're dead serious. Where are you going?
Right.
You better feel amazing after the fight, not tired after your fight. I don't like it when I see people like in the corner. I hate that. I hate it.
So many fighters are one-round fighters. It's good to really develop that cardio.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like the worst feeling when you're at round three and you can't even lift your hands up because you are so tired.
I don't like seeing people tired. I mean, if you're
losing, then you're just trying to figure out what are you going to do?
I mean, and I have, I'm not trying to boast. I've had 16 professional titles that I've won. I've fought for more titles than that. So I have to go 5 5-minute rounds. So I make all my guys go at least 5 5-minute rounds, if not more, to make sure they're ready, because I want to be ready. And if I'm not ready, I mean, if I'm not ready, I know they're not ready.
Yeah.
If my cardio is shit in the gym, I know their cardio is gonna be shit in the gym and in the fight. And I don't want that, because I want my guys to succeed.
Mm-hmm. I like that you're setting like the example for your gym members. It's not just you're just instructing; you're doing it with them.
You have to. You have to lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a follower. I've always been told, be a leader, not a follower. And I'm going to be a leader. I want everybody to follow my example, my good example.
And you push them because you care about them, not because you want to fucking be a dick or anything like that. I mean,
No, I don't need to be, because
the reason you're pushing, there's a reason behind why you need to go the long distance.
There's a reason why I came up with the name Real Warrior for a reason. Because all my guys, I consider myself a warrior, a real warrior. I have God's warrior on my back. So I'm a warrior, so I want all my guys to be warriors too. Kids and adults, men, women, I don't care. I don't care who it is.
That's one thing, like, when it comes to a gym, like, I want to be coached by somebody who at least was a fighter, if not is a fighter, because they know what it feels like to be in that cage and fighting versus someone who's just coaching who actually doesn't fucking know.
Right.
And they're just telling you what to do.
Everybody has an opinion.
You don't know what it's like in here?
Where'd your mic go? I thought you were going to cut out.
Maybe.
Hey, well, Nate, it was really nice having you on the show, man. We really appreciate you coming on here. Is there anybody else you might have missed that you want to give a shout-out to before we let you go?
Gosh, just all my – like I said, all my sponsors, all my supporters that have been with me, that have stuck with me through my ups and downs, because I know I've had a lot of them. I know I'm not the greatest fighter. I said in my after fight, I said I have 30 wins and 20 losses, and I kind of got a little bit of flack of, oh, why you say you have 20 losses? Because I do. You can see it. I have 20 losses, so I'm not going to sit there and hide it.
Yeah.
But look, I have 30 wins, and most of my wins are finishes, submissions, and TKOs. So you can talk the shit about my losses, but look at my wins. I have 16 titles to prove that I'm not – I'm better than what I am, than my record.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like even with the 20 losses, that means you were given tough fights.
Oh, like I said, I've taken a bunch of tough fights.
And like you said, you know, you didn't have a manager before when you started, and then, you know, you weren't getting all the knowledge that you knew now on which fights to take. So I'm sure, like, some of that would have changed if you had known then what you know now.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right, well, I do appreciate you coming on. We do have to wrap the show up, though, but thank you very much, man. When you get your next fight lined up, we'd like to have you back on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Definitely. I want to call my shot, Dana White. Where you at, Mick? Where you at, UFC? Where you at? Call me. Let's go. You know how to get a hold of me. Facebook, Instagram. Let's go. I'll give you my number: 515-770-3129. Call me. Let's get something going. Contender Series. I don't care. I don't. Just let me get on there.
You may be disappointed in all the calls you get.
I don't care. As long as if it's Dana White, Sean Shelby, or Mick, I don't care.
You're gonna get some Bellator guy on the phone.
Somebody.
Well, I'll check his number down. Help me get on there. I don't care.
Right on. Well, thank you very much, Nate.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good rest of your night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Right,
see ya.
We get all the nice dudes. My dog, Cameron. Yes, my dog. My dog, too. Not really. My dog. Nah. Good. I was hoping. I've been waiting for someone to do some call out and shit like that. Like, I would love it. Anyone else comes on here, just fucking go at it. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I want them to. I want people to call out other fighters. That's what I want. But
you want the drama.
You want the drama. Podcast. You want the drama sells, man.
What the drama, man?
Absolutely.
You have to have like a Jerry Springer show then, but podcast. Then off the side, you have like a little girl pop up and.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right? You're not gonna put the drama on the girl show and make it a stereotype. We're trying to like make it.
I want it to happen on the guy's show too.
I'm worried. There's gonna be an asshole that's gonna pop out on the show though.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
and then we can be assholes too. And then everybody will want to watch that.
Everybody likes to look at a good asshole.
Yep.
See, that's the thing is we're like a real show. We need to kind of like do a script episode where it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, can we get
real quick?
Random crazy fighters coming on here just talking shit.
I could have like my door real quick and start some shit.
On the other show, David had to jump off the show because his girlfriend was having trouble breathing or something.
That's scary. That's not the drama that we want. Don't get that.
No, I'm not trying to bring that to this show either, but that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I say that's scary.
It was very scary, but I had no idea until like the day after why it happened. So,
oh,
I'm assuming she's okay, right?
Yes. On a follow-up note, yes, she's fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's not bring it up if she's not.
Yeah, we can spice it up though. We can figure out some really desperate acts of attention. I'm down for it.
We'll do some brainstorming. We got 7 days.
Right on. Yeah. Well, I think the next show is the day before Thanksgiving, so I'm thinking we'll probably all not really want to do a show.
Day before. I'm actually probably gonna be traveling anyway. So we shall see. How have I never seen this? I don't know, Joshua, where have you been all our lives? Where have you been? Now you
didn't hear about us.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how he hasn't seen it. I mean, we are the number one nation's MMA show.
Mm-hmm. Do you see all of our followers?
All right, guys. Well, I think it was a pretty good show. Nate was a lot of fun. You guys had fun again. But I think it's time to wrap it up. You guys have anything you want to holler out there?
No. It's been a really uneventful week. Like, COVID has kind of killed a lot of stuff. I mean, the presidency is done with. That's nice.
Is it?
Oh, we can't talk about that. Sorry.
Exactly.
Word.
I'm just glad that the thing is over. I don't want really commentary on either side of it. It's just glad I don't have to fucking hear about it anymore.
Yeah, that's good shit, too. That makes everything go round. Don't know that crap. I should have known. I don't know why I didn't ever think about 2020 just being a shit of a year. I will be watching all the time. Good, Joshua.
Joshua will be our new number one fan.
Tell your friends.
Yes. Follow us.
Spread the word.
But just online. That's it.
But, all right, y'all. I got the gym to go back to, too. I'm sure you guys are doing something, too. So, but you guys cannot follow us back to the gym. That's one thing. So, end it here because you're not going to look at my horrible form.
We've already got restraining orders for that sort of thing. So,
yeah. Well, Karen's got an Oscar. So,
yeah.
Thank you, ladies. And we will probably see you in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
You guys.
Good night, guys.
Bye, guys.
Good night, angels.
Good night, Carly.
Perfect. 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 Perfect.